This election campaign is in its final days, and for the past 2 years, the opinion polls have consistently pointed to a Labor victory. Today's news poll is no different, but the race is tight, and that means the major parties are bracing for scare campaigns launched from either side. Michelle Grattan's now in our Parliament House studios. Michelle, good morning.
Hi, Fran.
Well, Labor has fired the first salvo of this final week, Michelle. This claim of $6 billion in secret spending cuts that voters won't find out about until after the election. The Trade Minister there says, well, it's in the contingencies. What is this telling? Tell us about how willing these final few days of this campaign could be, do you think?
I think it tells us that it's going to be rough from both sides. There'll be all sorts of allegations thrown around with varying degrees of veracity or predictability. And that'll be, as I say, coming from each side.
Michelle, you were at the coalition campaign launch. It was an unusual beast for these launches. As you've written, quote, it was an exercise in minimalism, which was the PM's preference. It had one major new announcement, that leg up for first home buyers I was just discussing there with Simon Birmingham. How do you think it'll act or work for them as a launch pad for this final week?
It has been substantially neutralised because Labor has said, well, we'll do it too. I think that that was an interesting response from the ALP. It does suggest that Labor is absolutely determined in what, according to the polls, is a close election to not let anything get in the way of trying to get first to that that poll on Saturday. We've heard that this scheme, while I think is welcome in terms of the fact that anything that encourages first home buyers is good, nevertheless, the experts we heard in AM have some doubts about aspects of it, and yet I don't think it's going to be very thoroughly debated in the next few days, partly because there's not much time, and secondly, because it's now become a bipartisan initiative.
Yeah, so Labor closes that down, rushes this statement out. That sort of puts underlines the fact that News Poll 51-49 says this is super tight. Labor seems to think so too, Michelle.
And especially as we do get the impression that seats are going both ways. So it's quite a lumpy electoral map out there, and that makes it more difficult to predict and more difficult, I guess, to fight.
Yeah, news poll today, Michelle, showing that the Labor seat of Lindsay and Herbert could be going the other way. So as you say, it's not one-way traffic on election night.
Although it should be said that polls in individual seats are often pretty flaky.
Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professoral Fellow at the University of Canberra. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 8 minutes to 8.